On Tuesday, during a presentation to Prince Edward County Council by Ryan Williams, Member of Parliament for Bay Aquinney, the issues of County Road 49 funding and Picton Terminal's expansion took the floor.
When it comes to infrastructure, certainly count me in your corner when it comes to Highway 49. You know, that is a project that you have my full support on. Where I'm finding the angle where it's going to work is on the EV supply chain. So, of course, the new plant we have in Bath, $1.2 million for battery components, and that's cathodes. They're all going to be servicing the plant, the Volkswagen plant in St. Thomas. So where does that connect to the county? Well, it connects through the ferry system, through trucking, and also through the Picton terminals.
Spiesburg Councillor Bill Roberts had further query for MP Williams regarding his vision for Picton Terminal's role in the electric vehicle supply chain after he spoke favorably of the terminal's expansion at a May 17th House of Commons debate.
When I took a look at Hansard, I saw that you spoke pretty favorably about Picton terminals, and I believe you and members of the Federal Conservative Caucus were recently at Picton terminals for a visit or some kind. And in the Commons, you mentioned that Picton terminals, this is not an exact quote, but it's a bit of a summary, Picton terminals would be the first Great Lakes shipping container entry and would alleviate supply chain shortages and drop inflation. My question is, could you expand, maybe share more about what you think the future of Picton terminals is, not only for Prince Edward County on items like County Road 49, but for the Quinte region as a whole?
Yeah, you know, we've had the opportunity to tour through the facility. We've certainly talked to greater parts of the supply chain strategy, which is coming through Canada, which is sort of looking to alleviate the bottlenecks which are happening in Montreal port right now. They have anywhere of a 15 to 25 day delay in terms of shipping. St. John's is the same. Halifax, Vancouver is a mess right now. When the Liberal government launches plans, supply chain bottlenecks, they're doing it in the same time that they're looking at their green and net zero initiatives to better their supply chain issues and of course the environment. Where shipping comes in is about 1/50th the environmental impact as trucking and rail. So this is why the Liberal government's been pushing that a lot more. Picton terminals, all they're looking for is this approval for the containers, which would just come in and they would bypass the rail and the 401, and then they'd service other areas like Volkswagen, like I mentioned before. It's something that the government's looking at, and certainly at the end of the day, it would support upwards of 40 plus positions. Certainly, we see that as something that is good for not only this area in Picton and as an industrial area, and we don't have a lot here, but also for Ontario.
Ameliasburg Councillor Janice Maynard ended the discussion with a caution to MP Williams concerning the unpopularity of Picton Terminal's container shipping plans with local residents.
I know that you have been promoting already the idea of container shipping from Picton from the Picton terminals. We're not hearing that same story here. In fact, there's pretty staunch opposition from not only to expanding that, especially for container shipping. I know that you have to be very targeted and have a few things that you can bring before the ministers, but my opinion is that container shipping from that port is probably not what the people of this area are looking for.
Currently, the county and Picton terminals have agreed to enter into settlement discussions over the former's permanent injunction court application to restrain all unauthorized developments at the latter's site. For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.